Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is here. Ken's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the Don't Know Much About series of books, including Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, etc., etc. You start to see the pattern here. Also, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. And that's not his new one, but it's one of the newer ones. And I think the new one is A Nation Rising. And we've talked about those on the, all those on the show over the years. He's one of our resident historians. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. And Don't Know Much About the American Presidents is the most recent one. And it is available tomorrow in paperback.
So there you go.
If that big doorstopper of a price was... What's keeping you back, it will be available in paperback tomorrow.
It's a magnificent book. I mean, the one I've got in my hands, 736 pages, so it covers the whole work. It's a tour de force. So, Ken, today is a dark day in history, an anniversary day in history. Tell us about what today is.
It is a dark day in history, and of course it is the date on which Abraham Lincoln was shot. He died the following day on 15th. It was Good Friday that year, and of course it was 1865, so we'll pay a lot more attention to this probably next year, mm-hmm. but it's always, to my mind, a somber day in history, but interesting in terms of what happened to Abraham Lincoln and how history and the country viewed him at the time. You know, in 1864, we're talking 150 years ago, he ran for re-election. It was questionable whether he'd be even renominated by his party because the war was not going well.
Right.
And then he was quite certain, even through in August of 1864, that he would be reelected. The famous line at the time, of course, when the party was talking about it, is that it's not wise to switch horses in midstream. It's been said many times since.
Right.
But interesting that he was called a murderer, a butcher. The war was not going well at that point, even though the Battle of Gettysburg had taken place in 1863. It was a pretty bleak time in early April of 1864. So Lincoln was not in the best of graces with the American public. A year later, of course, with his death, he was immediately elevated to like a messiah figure.
Right. Right. Yeah, no question. He became idolized and still is to this day. I mean, we don't know what we know about him. We're impressed with him. I've covered Lincoln on the show many times. One of the top Lincoln portrayers and historians, Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman, is a good friend of ours. We've talked about Lincoln on the show with him many times over the years. And so we know a lot about him, and we admire that. But who knows what the next 3 years would have held for him in office?
That's, of course, right. We have some hints that what his policies would have been in terms of, the war was just about over by the time of his death. There were still flares of fighting, but he went to Richmond and sat in Jefferson Davis's desk in early April, a few days before his death. But we have hints of his policies probably would have been a little bit more tuned towards reconciliation, and maybe the country would have taken a very different turn in those years.
More reconciliation, less reconstruction? Is that what you're saying?
That's probably a fair way to say it. His view of reconciliation was very different from some of the so-called radical Republicans of that time, who wanted to punish the Confederacy for the war and for what they had done.
So those are
all speculation. I just want to make a quick point. I usually don't plug anybody else, but I was just a judge in an interesting competition called The Address, where students at a school are made to memorize the Gettysburg Address. And that competition has become the subject of a Ken Burns documentary, which will be airing on public broadcasting. I really recommend it highly.
You can plug Ken Burns anytime you want. I met him once. That was fascinating. You can plug
him. I met him for the debut of this film, which will be airing on public broadcasting. It's how these kids, who some of whom are learning challenged, go about learning the Gettysburg Address, which is, of course, the greatest piece of American poetry, I think, has ever been written.
No question. As I said, Gene Grisman, my Lincoln portrayer, he's recited it many times in character. In fact, I've interviewed, a lot of people don't know this, Ken, I've interviewed President Lincoln on my show many times over the last 15 years or so. So anyway, let's fast forward now 100 years, and now we've got to President Kennedy, who's got a much shorter tenure in the presidency before he's assassinated.
And we
know even less about what kind of a president he was going to be, and yet today he's considered basically a rock star president.
Well, he is, but also a reassessment as far as that goes, because it's interesting how his family, his wife included, and people around him really formed so quickly to create the Kennedy legend or myth, whatever you choose to call it, that lasted a long time, the Camelot legacy. Mrs. Kennedy got a very well-known historian to write a book about the Kennedy presidency right away. So it was a crafted view of President Kennedy. And
so do we allow ourselves, Ken, do we allow ourselves to be manipulated, or are we? Is this a natural way of things? Does history dull our memory of the bad things and improve our memory of the good things, and or exaggerate? Are we being manipulated, or do we like this?
Oh, we're always being manipulated. But I mean, think of it in terms, in a personal sense, that when someone you know passes on, or you go to the funeral, people always, you know, say all the nicest things.
A lot of bad feelings are healed in those moments, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's a normal and human thing. And so as historians, we try and be a little bit more objective about it. But there's no question that in death, presidents in particular get an awful lot of leeway. And
I'll tell you, there's one of the
had that.
There's one other thing, Ken, that I want to say before we go to the break here, and I think this is really important, and it's one of the elements of exceptionalism of America. In America, we are redemptive, and we redeem people in America. Unlike other parts of the world, Ken, you have to admit that America is exceptional in the fact that we redeem our people, especially even the ones who've fallen from grace. And we'll talk about this a little bit more, the fallen from grace thing. I want to talk about that with Ken after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ken Davis is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.